Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
This is Scott Devert welcoming you to this first in a series of podcasts on using Bluetooth keyboards with VoiceOver on iOS. In this first podcast, I will go over some general information about Bluetooth keyboards, orientation to most keyboards, not all, pairing, some general navigation commands, and also a few concepts related to VoiceOver. And these will actually build to what we're going to do in future podcasts. And we'll talk about future podcasts at the end of this one. So we'll start with a general introduction slash general information about Bluetooth keyboards and why you might like to use them. Many people find that they are productive enough with the touchscreen, and that's totally fine if that's your preference, but you may find that using a Bluetooth keyboard really increases your productivity at a really nominal price. I use a Bluetooth keyboard a lot of the time when I'm in an environment where I can sit down, for example, and go through my email or respond to text messages. I find it's a much quicker process to type on the keyboard than it is to use the touchscreen, or in a lot of situations where I get into, say, for example, on public transit, I don't want to sit there and dictate and have everybody hear what I'm saying, so I simply use my Bluetooth keyboard. A lot of you out there may be saying, but Scott, you use Bluetooth with your Braille display all the time. Why would you need to use a keyboard when you have a Braille display? And that's a legitimate question. The answer is that sometimes there are just things that you can accomplish much more quickly on a Bluetooth keyboard than you can a Braille display, simply because the Braille display doesn't have an equivalent to whatever command you're trying to enter. I'll talk a little bit about that actually throughout the series of podcasts about things that you can't do on the Braille display that you can do on the Bluetooth keyboard. A general orientation to Bluetooth keyboards, and I do say general because there are exceptions to the rule, just like any rule that you have in life. Bluetooth keyboards are no exception. When you get a Bluetooth keyboard that you compare with your iDevice, you'll notice that many of the keys are set in the QWERTY format. The biggest difference is typically on the bottom row of keys you have from left to right. Again, this is a general rule, and we'll talk about how to determine if the keys on your keyboard are the same as what we're using here. On that bottom row from left to right, to the left of the spacebar, there are four keys. They are, from left to right, Function, Control, Options, and Command. These keys will be very important as we go through the process of using Bluetooth keyboards with VoiceOver. But if you're not really sure which is which, or if you prefer to use one key instead of two and you're moving around the screen, we'll go through a way to do that as well. For this demonstration, I'm using an iPod 6 running iOS 9.2.1, and this particular demonstration anyway, I'm going to be using the Apple Wireless Bluetooth keyboard. And while I personally have a Logitech K380 that I prefer to use, it does have some limitations to it. I'll kind of talk a little bit about those, but not really, since it's so specific to one model of keyboard or a line of keyboards from Logitech. I decided to use the Apple Wireless keyboard because it's a very similar experience to another popular keyboard on the market, the Amazon Basics Bluetooth keyboard. And there are a lot of others that are very similar in nature, so I'll use that for this particular demonstration. To pair a Bluetooth keyboard, it's pretty straightforward. The first thing you need to do is go into Bluetooth settings. I'll go ahead and launch that right now with Siri. Open settings for Bluetooth.
Here is the setting for Bluetooth. Settings.
We're in the Bluetooth menu, and to find this device, I, of course, will need to flick across, and if Bluetooth isn't currently turned on, you'll obviously need to do that. It's kind of hard to use a Bluetooth device if you don't have Bluetooth turned on. Once you select that device, you'll need to enter a code. Sometimes, some keyboards don't have this. It'll just automatically pair as soon as you select it. Also, for some reason, with iOS 9.2.1, because this keyboard, even though I have forgotten it, has been paired with this device before, it's not actually going to make me find it in the menu. All I need to do is put it in discoverable mode. And to do that on the Apple Wireless keyboard, you just, the first generation, you just press and hold the button on the right side.
Bluetooth pairing request.
There it goes.
Enter the code 7433 on Laban CIA Franks's keyboard, followed by the return or enter key.
7433, enter.
Bluetooth, settings, back button.
And now I am connected. I did want to say a couple of things about pairing, though. If you're on an Apple Wireless keyboard that hasn't ever been paired, you can just turn it on and it will automatically be in discoverable mode. Of course, with the new Bluetooth keyboard, there's a switch that you turn on, but I'm using the older model, so I had to press the button. But with the Amazon Basics keyboard, for example, there's actually a button that you need to press to make it go into discoverable mode. You'll find that on the back side of the Amazon Basics keyboard. The Logitech series, since you can have multiple things paired at the same time and switch between channels, you have to select a channel that's empty, and that would put it in discoverable mode. And you can do that by pressing and holding the F1, 2, or 3 keys, depending on which channel you want that device on, and you will then be able to pair. And I believe there's no authentication code required. So we are now paired to my iPod, and I can begin moving around the screen by pressing the right arrow.
Now discoverable as Scott's iPod.
And if I use the left arrow,
Bluetooth on.
We move backwards. Pretty simple and straightforward. If you're pressing your left and right arrows now that things are paired and you're finding that your keyboard is not actually moving the voiceover cursor, the likely culprit of that is that you do not have QuickNav turned on. Some of you may be out there asking, well, what the heck is QuickNav? To explain that, I'm first going to back up a little bit and explain a different concept, and that is the voiceover keys. You remember earlier I talked about the control and options keys, which are typically the middle two keys left of the space bar. In order to move VoiceOver, you have to, if you're not using QuickNav, if QuickNav is disabled, you need to press and hold the VoiceOver keys, or VO keys, or key, and do that in conjunction with whatever command you want to use. For example, right arrow, left arrow, or a lot of the commands that we're going to discuss shortly. With QuickNav turned on, you don't have to do that. For example, I have QuickNav enabled right now, so I can just hit my right arrow.
Laban CIA, more info, Laban CIA Franks's keyboard button.
And it works just fine. But if I turn QuickNav off by pressing the left and right arrow keys together,
QuickNav off.
I'm hitting my right arrow, my up arrow, nothing is happening. So to use QuickNav mode, I can turn it back on by pressing the left and right arrow again.
QuickNav on. Other device in progress. Heading.
There we go. And you get the point. I have noticed in later versions of iOS that sometimes when you press the left and right arrow keys together, the status will not change, but VoiceOver will actually report it accurately. So say, for example, when hitting left and right arrow, if you have QuickNav off, it'll say QuickNav off again, and that's actually what's happening. You can press your left and right arrow and nothing. If that happens to you, just hit your left and right arrow keys together yet another time, and QuickNav should change to whatever you want it set to. We did talk a little bit about how the control and options keys may not necessarily be located where I had just described, and there's actually a way around that. In fact, some keyboards will not recognize the control and options keys being pressed together. If that's the case, or if you're someone who doesn't like to press more keys than are necessary, Apple has given us the ability with iOS 9 to, instead of having you press Control and Options at the same time, along with the keyboard combination you want, you can actually use just the caps lock key, which is pretty universally located between the shift and tab on the left side of your keyboard. To set this up, we have to go into the voiceover settings, which I will do now by telling Siri to do it, because I enjoy telling things what to do. Open the settings for voiceover.
Voiceover. Accessibility. Back button.
So what I'm looking for is toward the bottom. I'm actually going to use a Bluetooth keyboard command to do this. Now, if you're not able to find your control key, you can always use the touchscreen to get here. But I am going to use control down arrow to get to the very end.
Double tap timeout 0, 25s, button.
Then I'm going to hit my left arrow a few times.
Large cursor, navigate, always speak, modifier keys all, button.
And you heard there, it said modifier keys all. To go into an option using the Bluetooth keyboard, you can press the up and down arrow keys together, assuming you have Quick Nav enabled. You can also double tap on the touchscreen, of course. And if you do not have Quick Nav turned on, you would need to press the VO key and spacebar. But I have Quick Nav enabled. If I didn't, I could use the left and right arrow keys to enable it. So go ahead and press up and down arrow keys together.
Modifier keys. Heading. Selected. Control plus option.
That's the original thing that you have. You can enable both. That's why I said all, which is what I have.
Selected. Caps lock.
And there is the caps lock key.
Choose the modifier keys that must be pressed on a hardware keyboard to activate voiceover key commands.
There is one other voiceover setting that I want to show you, and that is typing feedback. To go back out of a menu, I can do the two-finger scrub, of course, on the touchscreen, but I'm actually going to stop telling you the voiceover gesture equivalent because I'm not going to be using it anymore. I'm actually setting my iPod down on the table. And for the remainder of this podcast, I am going to actually be only using my keyboard. To go back in a menu such as this, I can press the escape key, which also acts as the two-finger scrub.
Voiceover. Accessibility. Voiceover. Heading. Voiceover. Voiceover. Tap one. Double swipe. Voice. Speak. Speaking. Use pitch change. Use sound effect. Speech. Button. Braille. Button. Router. Button. Typing style. Touch typing. Phonetic feedback. Phonetic sound. Typing feedback. Button.
There it is. Again, up and down arrows.
Typing feedback. Voiceover. Back button. Typing feedback. Heading. Software keyboards. Heading.
Software keyboard is not what we're looking for, but if you're using a touchscreen, you can change the different options and what kind of speech feedback you would like to have.
Nothing. Selected. Characters. Words. Characters and words.
Those are your options. We'll keep moving to the right.
Hardware keyboards. Heading.
This is what we're looking for because we are using a hardware keyboard.
Nothing. Characters. Selected. Words. Characters and words.
So you can pick from whatever option you want in those. I have mine set to words because I just find typing and having every character announced to be a bit obnoxious. But if you want to do that, go ahead and press your up and down arrows on the choice that best suits you. We talked a bit before about the voiceover modifier key. We have now set that, so you can use control and options if you wish, or you can use caps lock key, whatever you're more comfortable with. I tend to use the caps lock key because, again, it is kind of more universal. There's no real issue about where in the heck those control and options keys are, but again, it's still a good idea to know where they are. If I want to find out what keyboard commands do what, to some extent, I can do this. And this is the only other time I'm going to mention a gesture on the iDevice, and that is a four-finger double tap.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub, or press escape on the keyboard.
Very helpful. And now, if I really want to know what the heck those keys are to the left of my spacebar, function doesn't say anything. I just pressed it.
Control.
Control does say control, and that's an important one because if you want to shut up speech, that's how you would do it.
Option. Command.
So on this keyboard, I just went left to right. It announced Control Options Command from left to right, and that is indeed what we have. If you want to try some commands, you can also do that. For example, I'll hit voiceover H.
H activates the home button.
That's exactly what that keyboard command does. And to get out of here, like voiceover had indicated, I can press the escape key.
Voiceover, typing feedback, button.
And I'm returned to the voiceover menu. To go to the home screen, VO with the letter H.
Home.
And we're now on the home screen. Of course, with iOS 9.2, we have this bug where you're just not really landed in any place. It's sort of random. We're kind of up in the status bar. So if I hit my right arrow.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi messages.
And then escape. I am back now on my home screen, and I can use my left and right arrow to move around. Now I want to talk about the function keys. The function keys, of course, are the top row of keys on most keyboards. Not every keyboard has them, but I'd say 99% of them do. And unfortunately, depending on the keyboard, VoiceOver Help will not tell you what those function keys do. But you can kind of get a sense for what they do by pressing them. So say, for example, I'll choose F2.
48% brightness. 54% brightness.
And that increases the brightness. I'm not a very bright person, so I like my screen dark. I guess that makes me a dark person. I'll go ahead and hit F1.
48, 42, 35, 29, 23, 17, 10%, 4%, 0% brightness.
And now it's as bright as I am. Looking at some of the other function keys, and again, really the best way to do this is going to be to press them and kind of figure out what they do. For example, my Logitech K380 keyboard, F1 through F3, will change you between the Bluetooth channels when you press them. So unfortunately, screen brightness is not an option there on that particular keyboard. Even if you hit function with the F1 or F2 keys, it doesn't always work. Let's take a look at a few others. If I press F8.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
What? It plays the last track that I was playing, which is a thrift shop. And if you didn't feel like popping some tags and you didn't have $20 in your pocket, which they'll sing about here shortly, you could press F7 and that would take you to the previous track.
Hey, Macklemore, can we
just like a CD player, you actually have to press it twice to go to the previous track. So now I can press the F8 key and that will make it be quiet. I'll press F8 again. It's still rocking out, but it just muted the audio. If I hit F9, we're back to that track. F10 mutes everything. I'm pressing keys on the keyboard, nothing's happening. I'll hit F10 again. If I hit F11, that decreases the volume. F12 increases it. And again, F8 stops it, which is important. Those are pretty much the ones we just went through with the moving around of tracks. Those are pretty much a standard keyboard feature. Depending on the keyboard you're running, you may actually have to hit the function key in conjunction with the F key that you want to make it happen. But with the Apple Wireless keyboard and also Amazon Basics keyboards, you don't have to do that. There are, of course, commands that you can use to move around the screen. Again, we talked about left and right arrow, but you can also bring up the control center. And you can do that by pressing VO function down arrow.
Control center, airplane mode, off.
Hit escape to get out.
Messages.
VO function up arrow will take you to the notification center.
Notification. Selected. Today. Button. 1 of 2.
Again, escape will get us out.
Messages.
VO with function and right arrow does nothing. And I did that on purpose, actually. I know it didn't do anything, but if you do press commands that don't have any real keyboard equivalent. It'll just make that dunk noise. And you're really not going to hurt anything by playing around, so feel free to do that or go into the help menu if you're feeling more comfortable and you want to know exactly what it does that we covered here a few minutes ago. You can do that as well. Options, and again, that would be on most keyboards, the second key to the left of the space bar. Right arrow.
Page 2 of 9. Nebulous.
Takes you to the next page. The reverse of that. Options, left arrow.
Page 1 of 9. Messages.
Will take you to the previous page of your home screen. If you want to go to the last item on the screen, you can hit control down arrow.
Dock. Dropbox.
Dropbox is the icon located in the lower right corner of my screen. Control up arrow.
Messages.
Takes you to the upper left corner of the screen. There may be situations where something you want is in the middle of the screen. It's not closer to the top or the bottom. And you're like, well, I'm going to have to arrow around a bunch anyway. Not necessarily. There's another command that you can use. And that is the VO key with the letter F.
Enter search text.
And type mail.
Doc. Mail. 30 unread emails.
It takes me directly to the mail icon, which is down in the dock. It's the middle option in the bottom. I can then, of course, press up and down arrow to activate it. Again, up and down arrow will actually allow you to activate whatever item VoiceOver has focus on. I'll go ahead and do that just to show you.
Mail. Search field. Inbox. Unread.
I hit control to shut it up. And again, if I want to go back to my home screen, I can press the VO key with the letter H.
Home.
I'm in the status bar, have to hit right arrow.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars, messages.
And escape, and that will take me back to my home screen. If I am on an iPhone 6S or 6S Plus, which I am not currently, but if I was, I can press VO, Shift, and the letter F, and that will perform a 3D touch on the app that I'm currently sitting on. Or if I'm in the mail application, it will allow me to peek and pop. We'll cover that a little bit more in another podcast, since it will be more relevant to apps and things when we get into those. There are a lot of other commands that you can do. For example, if you want to mute speech, you can do that with VO and the letter S.
Speech off.
Say, for example, you're typing an email and you don't want people to hear what you're typing. You might want to turn speech off. Or, of course, if you have a braille display, that would be another reason to do it. I'll turn it back on. Same command, VO and S.
Speech on.
VO, shift, and the letter S will toggle your screen curtain.
Screen curtain off. Screen curtain on.
Another useful sort of set of commands, and this is actually going to segue into what we'll cover next time. It'll be a good sort of stopping point for the moment. But I'm going to introduce it as a concept, is the ability to set options directly with VoiceOver as they relate to, some of them the keyboard, some of them not so much, but it allows you to move around to different options. So to do that, I can press VO and the command key, and we'll use the right arrow, but you could cycle through with the left arrow as well.
Speech rate.
Speech rate is an option. Now I can adjust that by pressing the up or down arrow. I'll press up arrow.
61%.
Down arrow.
56%.
You get the idea. And for all of the following options, up and down arrow will actually change them.
Punctuation. Typing echo. Sounds. Use phonetics. Use pitch. Audio ducking. Volume. Speech rate.
And those are all of the options. While the commands I just showed you will allow you to move through various settings in the rotor, you can also move through all of the rotor options that you have enabled in VoiceOver. You can do that by pressing the up and right arrows together, or the up arrow and left arrow. The up arrow and right arrow is the equivalent to moving to the next rotor option to the right, and the up arrow and left arrow will move you to the next option to the left. I'll go ahead and press up arrow and right arrow now.
Containers. Headings. Vertical navigation. Audio ducking. Language. Characters.
Now we're on characters, so if I press down arrow while I'm on characters.
Sierra, Alpha, Foxtrot, Alpha, Romeo, India.
I have my character feedback set to phonetics. So there we are on Safari, and if I hit up arrow.
India, Romeo, Alpha.
That moves to the previous element type that you have the rotor set to. I think that's a good place to stop for this particular podcast. The next one will be covering editing text. There'll also be one on using Safari, most likely Mail, and we'll see how things go from there. If you'd like to provide feedback, of course, you can leave it in the comments section here on AppleViz. You can also drop me an email if you wish. scottdavert@gmail.com is the email address. That's scottdavert@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. My username there is Scott Davert, scottdavert. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleViz. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleViz website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleViz team.